For Bank has urged Ghanaians to expand public discussions on the loan facility from China. They are to focus more on interrogating the efficient use of the funds and the nature and scope of the project selected in order to achieve the desired national development results. Speaking at a public forum in Accra on the loan organized by the Dankwa Institute, the resident chief economist of the World Bank, Sebastian Bessus, called for the assessment of infrastructural projects to ensure that Ghana consistently gets value for money. He said such investments should not disturb future national budgets and the country's ability to pay off its debts. We'll bring you a news desk report.
The resident chief economist of the World Bank, Sebastian Bessus, said there's no doubt that the 3 billion Chinese loan presents both immense opportunities and challenges, and it is thus expected that political parties and observers might have different views on it. He called for the debate to move on from merely evaluating the terms and conditions of the loan agreement to the quality of projects that the funds would be used on and the control of citizens and parliament on such major public expenditures. To emphasize the need for proper evaluation of the projects that the multi-billion dollar commercial loan facility is meant to finance, the World Bank expressed concern over the usual waste in public investment, citing as evidence the perennial issue of unfinished or poorly maintained roads in Ghana. The executive director of the Dankwa Institute, Asario Tredaku, disclosed that over 4 billion of investment funds available to Ghana from a development fund, including some 2 billion from the World Bank and African Development Bank, are just citing they're waiting to be assessed and utilized by the Ghana government. The head of the policy think tank, which organized a public forum, said the obvious weaknesses in institutional capacity to make use of such relatively cheap credit facilities, including soft loans and grants, make it even more worrying when no clear implementation rollout plans have been made available on how government intends to manage the various public investment programs outlined in the 3 billion loan. For his part, the World Bank economist made it clear that it is certainly not the role of the World Bank to decide or state whether such borrowing plans are adequate, while welcoming the quality and usefulness of the current debate on the 3 billion loan.
A news desk report.